Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back. Sorry, this is up just a tad late. I've been running around all day. The wife and I went to lunch. It was good. It's one of the three places I like to eat in Charlottesville because the food here is very run-of-the-mill. They don't have a lot of good restaurants, but they have a lot of restaurants. And they take pride in having more restaurants per capita than New York City. But it's just like, come on, man. You comparing a town that has less than 100,000 people to a city that has well over, 6-7 million people? It's like, what are you doing? It's dumb. But as usual, off the top, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. I appreciate it. So if you can, keep telling people about the podcast. I'm seeing a nice uptick in the numbers, and that makes me feel good, and I'd really appreciate it. And I guess I'll jump right in. This week's milestone, and for those who don't know, I have a soon-to-be 7-year-old son. His name was Miles, and I like to call this segment the milestones. It's no matter how big or small it may be, I like to kind of talk about what's going on with him. And he likes terrible techno music. I mentioned last week he has this game, Geometry Dash, and the music is bad. And I like techno, electronic, dance music. Actually, I don't know about dance. I like some I like electronic and some techno, like Deadmau5. And I don't know any other people's names, but if it's, I'll give it a listen. But this is not good. And yeah. Not good techno is real shitty, just like anything else. Bad rap, bad country, it's all shitty. But, and I thought listening to like Kids Bop on the way to school every morning with him was driving me insane. Just imagine bad techno music at 7:45 in the morning. Just bam 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 bam, yeah boy, boom boom boom. It's terrible. I can't even do it. But that'll drive you to want to just that's not how you start your day. And I think that's what people have to realize at work. It's like, dude, it's morning. And I'm not into this like morning person. I'm not a morning person. It's just like, shut the fuck up. You're an adult. Fucking get up. I need my coffee. Go fuck yourself. Okay? Just say hi. Just say hi. That's it. Okay? What people don't realize is the parents that have to put up with listening to something like that every day, first thing in the morning. Hey, that's that's a lot to deal with. So if you ever get into it with Susan, you know, in accounting, and you go, geez, how can someone be this weird in the morning? She's probably listening to terrible music on the way to school with her kids. You know, It's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. They don't want to eat. Taking too long to get dressed. And then it's just like, hey, can you put this awful techno music on? And then I'll play it and he goes, Dad, you got to turn it up, man. I can't hear it. And it's already blasting. So, oof. Terrible techno. Miles is into terrible techno. And it's just zzz, 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 zzz. I hear it. And in my mind, all I see is like this a funny movie scene of like some young gay kid, his first time at a gay club, just zzz, zzz, and he's trying to pick up on the dude, and it's just terrible lines. How often do you come here? Zzz, zzz, zzz. This is my first time. Zzz, zzz, zzz. And it's just awkward. They're sipping their margaritas, and they got Geometry Dash techno music blasting in the background. And they go home and have sex to awful techno music. But enough of terrible techno. I'm excited, man. He's turning 7 next Sunday. We already got the gift. And I'm the overly excited parent in the relationship. You know, when it comes to giving gifts and holidays and secrets, I can't keep them. I get too excited. I like giving gifts, but I like to see people's face light up. And like, we got that switch, and I tell my wife, take this thing. Take it from me. When we get home, hide it. I don't want to know where it is, because if I do, if I know, he's going to get it. I can't not give it to him. I'm that guy. I get too excited. I get way too excited. So we're looking forward to that and trying to figure out what he's going to eat at his party, because he doesn't like pizza. He doesn't like cake. He doesn't like chocolate. He won't eat a cupcake. He won't eat a brownie, a cookie, none of that shit. He won't eat any of it. So now we got to scramble and try to figure out how to make maybe a Rice Krispie treat cake. So that's a kid who won't eat pizza or cake or ice cream, but he'll eat a popsicle but no ice cream, which is very strange. And I can't be upset with that, really, as a parent. It's just like, my kid doesn't really like a whole lot of junk food, no problem. But, man, speaking of kids, did you guys see, and this is a hard turn, did you guys see Simone Biles, the gymnast? Her brother was convicted of was arrested for a triple homicide. I'm pretty sure they know that he's the one who did it. But when I saw that, I was just like, that is 100% some sibling rivalry bullshit. Gone way too wrong and far. I mean, here you are, the sister of the most decorated American Olympian of all time. Your sister is Simone Biles, and here you are, Daryl Biles, you know, shift lead at Sheetz. I don't know. But man, that's... And what's so funny about it is I saw the article, and it goes, Simone Biles is still trying to wrap her head around her brother's triple homicide. And it's just like, they had to make this shit about her. And I went to go watch the news story, but they just show her doing flips and getting medals and waving at people. And it's just like, there's three people dead and an untold number of people affected by that. But their main concern is how Simone Biles is processing the fact that her brother killed three people. It's just like, yeah, I get it. It can be shocking. And you don't want to believe it. But it's just like, this motherfucker killed three people. And we worried about her and how she feels about it. You got parents lost their kid, their son, their daughter. And it's just like, let's see how Simone Biles is dealing with this ordeal. It's like, hey, man, somebody's child is dead. Three people. Six people's kids are dead. And it's just like, hey, this is sad, but there's a chick who does a lot of cool flips who's pretty shaken up about the whole thing. Let's make sure she's fine. But... it's just year after year of her winning medals and getting all the attention. And it's like, look, Mom, I could do a triple black backflip off of a balance beam in the uneven bars. And her brother was just like, all right, bitch, you know what? Look, Ma, triple murder. What about that, Simone? You think you're killing it? I'm killing it. Nah, that's fucked up, man. I shouldn't talk about that kind of stuff. That's the kind of joke that could get me canceled. Hopefully it gets to a point where it could get me canceled, because that means a lot of people heard it. That's crazy how comics think like that. Oh, if I get canceled, that means that people heard the shit, so that means some people liked it. It's wild. Man, not to get political, man, but I guess I'll save it. I guess football started... Look, I watched the Packers Bears game last night. 10-3. Sloppy game. And honestly, very boring. There was a couple of nice catches. And as y'all know, I'm new to soccer. And for years, I was like, soccer's boring. There's no this, there's no that. There's no action. Football. Dude, football is probably just as slow, if not slower, than baseball. I get it. I mean, just the speed of the game. I timed it out last night. Average play is like 5 or 6 seconds. And then there's 30 to 40 seconds of dead time in between each play. For every minute, you're getting maybe, if they're hurrying up, maybe 2 plays. Maybe 2 plays in real time, in a minute. Maybe 2 plays. And then on top of that, all the commercial breaks. The timeouts, the TV timeout. It's just third quarter. It was like 3-0 or so. I can't remember what the score was. I think it might have been 7-3. It's 5 minutes left, and I'm like, a soccer match will be over by now. And people say there's no action in soccer. They're constantly moving. There's no timeouts. The clock doesn't stop. They don't stop playing. It's like, yeah, they don't score every time, but they don't score every time in football. So it being a boring game, I feel like that's not even a valid argument to me anymore. Now that I've watched enough soccer and then now football has started, it's not a valid argument. Not a valid argument. But I also now understand why people who are soccer fans, like Europeans, I can see how they could not like American football, and I can see how Americans could not like soccer. Damn it, I can't talk today. Cannot like soccer. It makes sense. I get it. The pacing, the timing, it's all different. And if you're used to one thing, the other one won't really make sense and you won't like it. So, but I'm excited. The NFL is back. I'll probably watch it closely for the first 3 or 4 weeks. And then after that, I'm kind of, eh. And this is the first year. I'm super excited about it. And it's hard to be so old and trying to get into a new sport. And this is going to be the first year that I'm going to keep up with the English Premier League the entire season. So I've been watching every weekend. It's such a daunting thing. It's just like, I don't know who these players are. Like, I watch highlights and they'll show like the team emblem and I'm like, I don't know who this is. It just feels weird. It's like, oh, I get it now. Now I can see why some people don't get into sports. It's like, you watch it, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what the teams are. You don't know the players. It's a lot. You don't know the rules. It seems like it doesn't make sense. Things don't seem consistent. It's like, they called it down here. What does that mean? How come this guy can do that? That person? Yeah, I get it. But I'm excited. So I got American football, NFL, and the Premier League. And man, I wish I could convince more black people to watch soccer. I really do. It's such a dope sport. It's such a dope sport. Ugh. Such a great sport. I'm smitten by it. This is how I felt when I was like 8 years old when I first started playing basketball. It's just like, oh, basketball, basketball. I'm almost like that now. When I watch a soccer game, I got a ball. I got a ball. How corny is that? I got a goddamn soccer ball between my feet on Saturday mornings while I'm watching the Premier League. I feel like a kid. It's fun. I'm trying to learn the players. But anyway, speaking of sports and players and stuff, I saw Antonio Brown. He used to be the receiver for the Steelers. Now he's with the Raiders. He's been suspended. I guess he threatened the GM. I didn't get all the details. I saw it at the gym. But to be fair, I was like, you know what? Whenever you hear of a player doing something fucked up, especially when it comes to women, oh, he did this, and people always going to go, oh, he hit somebody or he threatened somebody? Well, what happened? And you get a lot of backlash for that because it's like, hey, this guy's a piece of shit. You shouldn't be asking what happened. He hit his girlfriend, whatever. But whenever there's a player that gets into it with a coach or, you know, the front office, and things get said, things happen, people don't ask. And I was like, you know what? It's only fair. He threatened the GM. What the hell did the GM do? That's what I want to know. And we all know Antonio Brown. If you watch, the dude is, he's a head case. He cares about the sport. He gets hyped up. He says crazy shit. He could be a problem. But he's like, you know what? I want to know what that GM said that made this man threaten another man that he worked for. You see what I'm saying? It's just like, why would you risk millions of dollars by threatening someone that you work for? Unless you had what you felt like at the time was a valid reason. Now, I'm not saying you should go around threatening people out the blue, but there are cases where your buttons get pushed and you go, hey, man, or lady, if we want to be fair here. But in my case, man, hey, bro, what's your problem? You know, I don't really care for what you said. And if it continues, you and I will have a problem and it may get physical. Now, I got to be honest, maybe it's the guy in me. I'm okay with that. You letting another man know, like, hey, I don't like how I'm being treated, how I'm being talked to. And we might have to go, you know, to our lizard brains and settle this like we would back in the day. And it's a weird thing. Because shit really isn't settled like that anymore. But sometimes, hey, you got to take it to caveman and go, I don't really like you or how you talking to me. And I think I should put an X through your face. Or I should knock your teeth out. And honestly, the X in the face is obviously for comedic effect. But sometimes when you treat people like shit, and I've been on this receiving end because I talk a lot of shit. And I've been threatened before. And honestly, when people threaten you, it makes you, you know, it makes you second guess the shit you're saying. And sometimes you should go, you know what, maybe I did take it too far. And you go, hey, man, my bad. And I get it. This dude is a GM. He's in a position of power. He might feel like he can talk to people a certain way. But you still got to remember, you're talking to a professional athlete. You're talking about a dude in the prime of his life, in great shape. And you're not. And you figure like, oh, you know, I'm the GM. I'm wearing a nice tie. I got more money than he does. Maybe I should talk a little shit. I don't think the GM makes more than the players. But yeah, sometimes people think their position can protect them. Sometimes it can. And sometimes people will let you know, like, I don't really care what your position is. I'll still fuck you up. How about that? And I think a little bit of that is to be honest, is kind of healthy. It kind of keeps you in check. But people are going crazy. He should be suspended. I think he is getting suspended. But the question is now, how long will he be suspended? You know? And it's just crazy to me how, like, he made a mistake. And people are like, oh, yeah, he fucked up. He should be punished. You know, there's no way he can let that happen. And it's just like, but if this was a politician, and I get it, they don't really have the same job. People make excuses for shitty behavior because it's like that person has an R or a D next to their name. But for some reason, I'm rolling my eyes here, athletes are held to a much higher standard of behavior and professionalism than people that hold real positions of power in our country. Yeah. And it's because people care about sports more. But people care about their politicians more because I think when you align with somebody politically, that's how you live your life. You know what I'm saying? That party is basically how you live your life. That's that's your guideline, you know? That's your basis of how you carry yourself in society. And I think when that's attacked, you feel personally attacked, your intelligence is attacked, how you've chosen to raise your kids or where you live or how you live, that you feel attacked by all of that. Because it's like, that's unfortunately, for a lot of people, politics, that's their identity. And if you challenge that or somehow say like, hey, that's not really good thinking, people get very defensive. And I think that's why people really protect their politicians for some reason more than anybody. And we're not truthful. We allow these motherfuckers to get away with a lot of shit that we would never let other people get away with in any other position. So I think what they should do, since people care about sports and when it comes to like these athletes being a good teammate, being on time, being professional, talking to the media, how they carry themselves in public, always reminding them how like it's a privilege to be a professional athlete and represent the Knicks, the Heat, the Raiders, the Patriots, any professional sports teams organization. It's a privilege. It's a fucking privilege to be a senator or a congress. It's like, yeah, you worked at it just like an athlete worked at it and became a professional athlete. You worked at it, you campaigned, you worked hard, and you became a senator or a congressman or a woman. And I think what we should do to keep people honest, because we're typically pretty honest about us, about an athlete's behavior, is from the president on down, and this ain't a fucking attack on Donald Trump, so fucking relax. Every president should wear on the front of their suit jacket USA with the number of the president that they are. So right now it would be USA, 45. USA on the back, 45 on the back. Same with senators and congressmen or whoever you are. If you're a senator from New York and you're from the 24th district, you get New York on the front of your suit, 24. New York on the back, 24 on the back. Now guess what? You look like you're wearing a jersey. People going to think it's sports for some reason, and they're going to start being honest and go, you know what? This guy is a Democrat. I like him, but what he's saying right now is fucking bullshit, and how he's acting is unprofessional. I think he should be suspended. And there's a show. That's a show. I think this went kind of long. This is definitely not my best episode, but I appreciate y'all for listening. Got some shows in D.C. this weekend. And the next weekend, but my next road weekend will be the first weekend in October. I want to say it's October 3rd to the 5th. I'll be at the Addison Improv, which is just outside of Dallas. I'll be out there with Mark Norman, so that should be a fun weekend. I'm still waiting on my shirts. Don't tread on comedy. They're coming. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter, @ChrisAllenComedy, ALAN. Peace out.